Every mall has a Hofritz in it. I'm sorry, this has got to be a little bit of a scary place to work. I don't know how you feel about it. You want to be standing in there having people coming in all day going, I need knives. I need more knives. Do you have any bigger knives? I'd like a bigger knife, a big, long, sharp knife. That's what I'm in the market for. I like them really sharp. Do you have one with hooks and gouges and, like, blades that are kind of serrated? And that's the kind of knife I'm looking for. I need one I can throw. I need another one I can just hack away with. Do you have anything like that?
Oh, yeah, like you know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, you do.
Well, what do you think? They put the statue on a giant raft and a tugboat pulled it all the way from France.
What do you think? They brought it over in pieces and screwed it together like a coffee table?
What's going on here? It's a little early for a Christmas party, isn't it?
Why did France give that to us anyway?
It was a gift.
So countries just exchange gifts like that?
If they like each other.
There's a lens.
Oh, see that guy she's talking with? That's her new boyfriend.
Really? He works here in the office?
Yeah, they're having a little fling, so don't say anything to anyone.
Who am I going to tell? My mother? Like, I have nothing better to talk about.
You don't. He's a recovering alcoholic.
Really?
Yeah, he's been off the wagon 2 years.
Off the wagon?
I think it's off the wagon.
I think it's on the wagon.
Gary! George, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Baboon.
Oh, my God! My watch! You found my watch!
Hey, keep your hands to yourself if you know what's good for you.
Where'd you find it?
Under the sofa cushion.
And you stopped by just to give it to me?
It's your Christmas present.
I thought I'd never find it.
Well, today's your lucky day.
No, today's your lucky day.
Be my first one.
You want to work here?
What?
Yeah, one of the readers just left. There's a job opening. Oh, Dick, this is Jerry, and this is George.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Is this the guy?
The guy?
How can you just get it?
My boss told me to find someone. I'm in charge of it. All you have to do is meet him. Come on.
No,
come on, come on. Here, hold my drink.
Cranberry juice?
And vodka. Come on.
I got the cranberry juice. So, you're Jerry. So, I'm Jerry.
So have you ever done this kind of work before?
Well, you know, book reports, that kind of stuff.
Who do you read?
I like Mike Lupica.
Mike Lupica?
He's a sports writer for the Daily News. I find him very insightful.
No. I mean author.
A lot of good ones.
Yeah.
A lot of good ones. I don't even want to mention anybody because I'm afraid I'm going to leave somebody out. Name a couple. Who do I like? I like Art Vandelay.
Art Vandelay?
Yeah, he's an obscure writer. Beatnik, you know,
uh-huh.
From the village.
Uh-huh. What's he written?
Venetian blinds.
I got news for you. I'm funnier than you are. Hey, why don't we get together New Year's Day, watch some football?
Where's my drink?
There. So how'd it go?
I think he's impressed.
No. This is just cranberry juice.
Oh. I think maybe Dick picked up yours.
Dick? He can't drink. He's an alcoholic. You to hold it.
I didn't know you meant hold it. I thought you meant hold it.
One drink like that and he could fall right off the wagon.
Told you.
I never feel comfortable in the women's department. I feel like I'm just a little too close to trying on a dress.
Do I really have to buy her something?
Hey, the woman got you a job. Least you could do was buy her a gift. How about this?
What is that, cashmere?
Yeah, she loves cashmere.
Who doesn't like cashmere? Find me one person in the world that doesn't like cashmere. It's too expensive.
Wow, look at this. It's $85, marked down from $600.
Wow. Excuse me, miss?
Yeah?
How come this sweater's only $85?
Oh, here. This is why.
What? I don't see anything.
See this red dot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's damaged.
Well, it's not really damaged. Well, $85, huh?
Mm-hmm. There's no exchanges on this.
You think she'd care about the dot?
It's hard to say.
I don't even think she'd notice it. Can you see it?
Well, I can see it.
Yeah, but you know where it is.
Well, what do you want me to do, not look at it?
Pretend you didn't know it was there. Can you see it?
It's hard for me to pretend because I know where it is.
Well, just take an overview. Can't you take an overview?
You want me to take an overview?
Please.
I see a very cheap man holding a sweater trying to get away with something. That's my overview. Yeah, so?
Oh, he's acting very strangely. I think he started drinking again.
Oh, boy, can you smell it?
No, I can't smell it.
Well, if you can't smell it, then he hasn't been drinking.
Oh, you don't always smell from a drink.
Yes, you do.
What about one drink? Would you smell from one drink?
Yes, you would. I'll prove it.
How?
Would you do me a favor?
Okay.
Would you take a drink and let her smell you?
Smell me without the drink.
That this guy I'm seeing might be drinking, but I can't smell it. Come on.
Okay, well, what am I drinking? What do you got?
I got a bottle of scotch my uncle gave me. Hennigan. It's been there 2 years. I've been using it as a paint thinner.
All right.
I don't smell anything.
We're too close to the bottle.
Yeah.
George.
Come on up.
That is damn good scotch. I could do a commercial for this stuff. Mmm. Boy, that Hennigan goes down smooth. And afterwards, you don't even smell. That's right, folks. I just had 3 shots of Hennigan's and I don't smell. Imagine. You can walk around drunk all day. That's Hennigan. No smell, no tell. Scotch.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, George, come here. I'm going to tell you what I think. Oh, I know you don't care what I think, but I'm going to tell you. I think you are terrific.
Thank you.
Hey, what's that?
It's an early Christmas present.
A Christmas present?
That's right.
For who?
For you.
Hey, you got a big job interview and you're a little nervous? Well, throw back a couple of shots of Hennigan's and you'll be as loose as a goose and ready to roll in no time. And because it's odorless, why, it'll be our little secret. A-T-double-N-R.
Kramer. Yeah, that'll do.
Oh, George, this is beautiful. Is this cashmere?
Of course it's cashmere.
Hey.
Well, who doesn't?
God, George, this must have cost a fortune.
Money.
Oh, God, Jerry, how could you let him spend so much money?
I tried to stop him. I couldn't. He just wants to make people happy.
George, this is one of the nicest things anyone has ever given me.
Ah, good, good. Listen, take it off. You know, you're going to wear it out already. It's for special occasions, this thing.
What's that red dot on your sweater?
Yeah, listen, take it off. Yeah, I'm getting hot just looking at it.
Oh, what is this? It's like a red dot.
What? What red dot? What are you talking about? Jerry, come here for a second. Do you see anything here?
I don't know. I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know.
Well, do you see it or don't you?
Say that again?
Do you see it or don't you?
Do I see it or don't I? That's the question. Now, what did you ask me again?
Hello?
still here. You're a dynamo.
I can't believe I get paid for this.
I'll see you tomorrow.
How you doing?
Hello.
You had sex with the cleaning woman on your desk? Who are you? How did you do that?
Hennigan's.
Hennigan's?
I was sitting there in the office, and the cleaning woman comes in. I've always been attracted to cleaning women. Cleaning women, chambermaids.
Yeah, chambermaids. I'm attracted to them, too.
Why is that?
It's a woman in your room. So, go ahead.
So, she starts vacuuming. Back and forth, back and forth. Her hips swiveling. Her breasts,
convulsing?
Convulsing?
I don't know. I'm trying to help you.
So then I asked her if she wanted a drink.
You don't drink?
I know, but I couldn't think of anything else to say to her.
So you started drinking?
So we started drinking, and I'll tell you, I don't know if it was the alcohol or the ammonia, but the next thing I knew, she was mopping the floor with me.
And how was it?
Well, the sex was okay, but I threw up from the Hennigan's.
Good thing the cleaning lady was there.
Dick was fired.
You mean to tell me I put that drink 6 inches over to the right and none of this would have happened?
You knew he was an alcoholic. Why'd you put the drink down at all?
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything.
You're saying something.
What could I be saying?
Well, you're not saying nothing. You must be saying something.
If I was saying something, I would have said it.
Why don't you say it?
I said it.
What'd you say?
Nothing. It's exhausting being with you.
Yeah.
It's George.
Come on up.
Hey. Let me ask you something. Did George buy that sweater knowing the red dot was on it because it was cheaper? Okay, you just gave me the answer.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I saw your expression.
I didn't have an expression. I have a deviated septum. I have to open my mouth sometimes to breathe.
Uh-huh. How much did he save?
Frankly, I am shocked that you could ask such a question of me that you would think if I was the only surprise was how you could even think of that. That's what you were seeing.
I have to talk to you. This cleaning woman's turning the screws on me. She's pushing for this whole relationship thing. She keeps calling me. She's threatening to go to the boss and tell him everything. I could lose my job. I got to do something to keep her quiet.
Elaine's in the bathroom. She's wise to the whole red dot thing. She's asking me all kinds of questions.
Did you tell her anything?
No.
You swear?
I'm not swearing. I don't want to swear.
Come on, swear!
No.
Oh, you told her, didn't you?
Hey, George. Did you buy that sweater knowing the red dot was on it because you could get it at a discount?
What? Did I what?
You did, didn't you?
Elaine, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Here I go out in the spirit of the season and spend all my savings to buy you the most beautiful Christmas sweater I have ever seen to show my appreciation to you and Christmas, and this is the thanks I get at Christmas.
Well, Jerry told me that you did.
You told us? How could you tell her? I just swear by this girlfriend to you.
I didn't tell her, you stupid idiot. She tricked you.
Elaine, you don't understand. I had 103 temperature when I bought that sweater. I was so dizzy, I was seeing red dots everywhere. I thought everything in the store had a red dot on it. I couldn't distinguish one red dot from the other. I couldn't afford anything. I have nothing. I haven't worked for a really long time. I mean, look, I have no clothes. Look at what I'm wearing. It was just a little red dot. A little red dot.
This is for you.
Oh,
Georgie, you bought this for me? Oh, I knew you cared for me.
As you care for me, which is why it's very important that you never breathe a word to anyone about, you know, what with Clarence Thomas and everything.
Okay, okay. Can I open it now?
Yes, of course. Go ahead. My guess is you're going to like this very much.
Is that cashmere?
Of course it's cashmere.
Oh, Kenneth, brother, I'm Georgie Burgie.
Just a little something for Christmas.
When I was a little girl in Panama, a rich American came to our town, and he was wearing the softest, most beautiful sweater. I said, "What do you call this beautiful fabric?" And he said, "They call it cashmere." I repeated the word, cashmere, cashmere. And I asked him if I could have it. And he said, "No, get away from me." I started to walk away. Oh, but I grabbed onto his leg, screaming for him to give me the sweater, and he dragged me through the street. Oh, and then he kicked me with the other foot, and he threw some change at me. Ah, oh, but I didn't want the change, Georgie. I wanted the cashmere.
Well, I had a feeling you would like it. No, don't try it on. Now, try it on later.
No, look. Oh, it feels so beautiful.
All right, take it off. You're going to ruin it.
What's this?
I was in a men's room the other day. They had the hand blower instead of the paper towels. You know this thing? I like the hand blower, I have to say. Takes a little bit longer. But I feel when you're in a room with a revolting stench, you want to spend as much time as you can.
Come from you.
Oh, well, wait a second. I believe we have a heckler, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Dick, look, I don't know what your problem is. It's not my fault you're back on the wagon.
It's off the wagon.
Well, in the old days, how do you think they got the alcohol from town to town?
I don't know.
On a wagon. And don't you think they broke into a couple of those bottles along the way?
You can't drink on a wagon. It'd be too bumpy.
Well, they had smooth trails. What about the Cumberland Gap?
What the hell do you know about wagons?
Well, I know enough not to get on them.
I'm going to get right to the point. It's come to my attention that you and the cleaning woman have engaged in sexual intercourse on the desk in your office. Is that correct? Who said that? She did. Was that wrong? Should I not have done that? I tell you, I gotta plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here that sort of thing was frowned upon, you know, because I've worked in a lot of offices, and I tell you, people do that all the time.
You're fired.
Well, you didn't have to say it like that.
I want you out of here by the end of the day.
What about the whole Christmas spirit thing? Any flexibility there?
Nah. Oh, wait. She wanted me to give you this.
You had sex on your desk with the cleaning woman.
You never had sex in the office before?
No, I once made out with someone, but that's it.
Okay, all right, so you made out.
Well, that's not sex.
Kissing is sex.
Kissing is not sex.
George? Jerry?
Hey, did Jerry leave that drink next to Dick's on purpose?
No.
George?
Yeah, over here.
What are you doing here?
I'm taking the kid out to dinner. Cheer him up.
Hey, Jerry, when do you consider sex as taking place?
I would say, when the nipple makes its first appearance.
Oh, you left the drink next to Dick on purpose.
Nice try. So guess who heckled me at the club last night?
Merry Christmas!
Oh, my God, that's Dick.
Dick?
Dick?
It's Kate Spear.
Hide under the desk.
Ow. Oh, come Ow. Over.
Get off of me.
I have no room.
I think I inadvertently turned this guy into an alcoholic, and I hate being around alcoholics because they're either telling you how much they love you or how much they hate you. And those are the two statements that scare me the most. But I think he's okay now because I have no idea how he feels about me. He's finally off the wagon.
You mean on the wagon?
Don't get smart. Mm-hmm.